What do Taylor Swift, Bob Marley, Vladimir Putin, Madonna, Nelson Mandela, Anne Frank, Meghan Markle, and Britney Spears have in common? That is a great question. They have a very important aspect of their human design in common, and it has a lot to do with their reputation. Today, we're going to learn all about the fifth line profile in human design. Welcome to the Life, Love, and Business Human Design Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, and I'm so excited to share with you all about how you can use human design to be on purpose and fulfill your potential in all areas. It's always a great idea to have your chart with you, and you can get yours for free at my website, vanessanaja.com/free chart, and the link is in the show notes. So let's get started. The fifth line in human design is known as the heretic. In BG5, we call the fifth line the messenger. BG5 is the business institute of the human design system. And the fifth line is the most transpersonal of all of the lines of all of the profiles. They get a practical message out to the world, and this message can be very out of the box and somewhat heretical. Now, remember that all charts are completely different. Everybody is a completely unique human being, and you can't really just look at one aspect of the chart without taking everything else into consideration. However, learning about the fifth line in your own design, in the design of others, can really give you a better understanding of who you are. Also know that people that are living in alignment or living correctly are going to be expressing this in a very different way than people that are not. And I did mention some controversial people at the beginning of the podcast. Not everybody's living in alignment or using what they've got to the highest potential and for the highest good of all. Okay, so the fifth line, they are responsible for universalizing and sharing with the world at large whatever it is that is in their own chart. They provide, in the highest expression, practical solutions in times of need, and they do this to strangers. So we talked about the fourth line last week, and the fourth line is very influential over their own network, people that they already know. The fifth line, however, is more influential to people that they don't actually know. And you can think about people like Taylor Swift and Bob Marley. They had a message to share, or have a message to share in Taylor Swift's case, that people all over the world, millions and millions of people, have benefited from, even though they will never actually meet those people. So this is a fifth line thing, really universalizing your message, and a lot of times it will be to strangers. Now, the heresy, or the heretic, as it is known in traditional human design, they're here to challenge the norm. Their solutions can be pretty out of the box. They will often help people that are in need or in crisis. So if you have a fifth line in your design, you want to be really careful about this. Fifth lines tend to be fixers and problem solvers, and they can fall into the trap of trying to save everybody. Being aware of this can be really helpful, because remember, the solution is always to follow your strategy and authority, to know who you should be interacting with, who the correct people are to interact with, what the correct problems are to solve, and when the right time is to do that. Fifth lines do tend to be practical, so they do provide solutions ideally that are practical, even though they might be somewhat out of the box. Fifth lines naturally tend to attract attention, and they live in a projection field. So people will often have expectations of them that they can save them or solve their problems. Now, if the fifth line is actually able to meet that expectation, meet that projection, and solve the problem, they are going to have a growth in their reputation. They will be crowned. If, however, the fifth line does not meet that expectation or solve the problem, they are going to be crucified. Their reputation will suffer. I have a great example of this from my own career. Well before I knew about human design, I studied really intensely for a year, website development through the programming language JavaScript. And I managed to get hired as a quote-unquote software engineer for a company working on a very large code base, which I was completely not prepared for, not ready for. I did not know enough. And the people that hired me projected onto me that I would be the person that they need that can fulfill this projection, that can solve this problem for them. And I did not. And I got fired, obviously. That's what happens. And so my reputation suffered. Now, knowing human design, I would have been much more aware that I'm not ready for this. This is not the right thing for me to be doing. And therefore, I cannot accept the projection and I can't do what is asked of me yet. So when it comes to these projections as the fifth line, it's really healthy to actually be skeptical and, you know, really feel out the projection. Is it the right projection for you? Can you actually fulfill what is asked of you? And if you cannot, just to openly express, no, this is not my problem to solve. Unfortunately, I can't help you with this. You will be much better off than if you try to provide a solution that you don't actually have, in which case your reputation will suffer a lot. Reputation is huge for the fifth line. And if you think of some of the people that I mentioned earlier in the podcast, they've all had a lot of things with their reputation. They can be somewhat polarizing. People either love them or hate them. And even in Taylor Swift's case, she has an entire album called Reputation, based on a time in her life where her reputation was severely damaged. And she wrote an entire album about it and universalized that experience to her fans and made a massive comeback. So being paranoid or even suspicious is somewhat healthy for you if you have a fifth line and people project or put expectations on you that you cannot meet. So others will perceive you as somebody that they're looking to guide them and lead them and help solve their problems. Again, you might be able to do that or you might not. One of the biggest, most important things for fifth lines is to really understand themselves and have self-awareness, cultivate self-awareness, which you can do through understanding your human design so that they can really know what types of problems you can solve and be completely authentic in their expression about what they can solve. In relationships, this projection field can be really painful. So as a fifth line myself, and if you're a fifth line, you probably relate to this, there's a part of our aura that people, it attracts people's attention, but it also attracts these projections. It's like people see in you what they actually need to heal in themselves. And this can cause problems in the relationships because as a fifth line, it can be hard for us to feel truly seen. And I will say the people that have seen me the most are other fifth lines. And unless you are a fifth line, it's really hard to understand this. It really takes a fifth line to know a fifth line. Fifth lines can be very healing for relationships as well. And because other people are looking to you to heal something in themselves. And of course, the other people aren't going to know necessarily that that's what's going on. However, you are mirroring back and reflecting back to them things that they need to heal. And sometimes having conversations about this, really difficult conversations, can be so healing for the relationship. It's really important that as a fifth line, you have high sense of self-worth so that you don't take other people's projections personally. One of the things that can happen with the fifth line profile is that they get blamed for things that they didn't actually do. And if you think about Nelson Mandela, he was actually unjustly jailed. So this is something that absolutely can happen with fifth lines, not taking other people's projections personally. Knowing that a lot of what gets projected onto you can be about the other person and not about you will make those projections less painful when they happen, and they will. Again, the solution is following your strategy and authority, really understanding who you are, expressing yourself authentically, really letting people know what you can and can't solve with the practical solutions that you offer. And just loving and accepting yourself unconditionally so that you don't take other people's projections personally. The drive of the fifth line is to fulfill potential, their own potential and the potential of others. One thing to be really aware of if you have a fifth line is that you receive projections, you can also project onto others, and you want to be really careful that you're not falling in love with the potential of a situation. Doing regular reality checks to just know, am I seeing what is actually there or am I just seeing potential, can be really beneficial here. So that is it for the fifth line. I would love to connect with you over on Instagram at HD Vanessa Naja, and I would love to hear your own experience as a fifth line or experiences that you've had with other fifth lines. You can either take a screenshot of this episode, tag me over there and let me know, or find today's post about this episode and comment on it. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. If you want to dive deeper, I invite you to get a free human design mini reading report at vanessanaja.com/free-mini-reading or book a human design reading with me. Links are in the show notes. That's it for today's episode. I know your time is important, and I'm so grateful you chose to spend it with me. It would mean the world to me if you engage with the episode by liking, subscribing, commenting, and letting me know any questions you have or what else you'd like to learn about. And the absolute best compliment is if you share with someone you think will benefit. It really helps me spread the message. Love and blessings to you.